Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The second draft of the Make America Healthy Again report has been released, and the ag industry appears more satisfied with this second version. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
We really think this is a net plus, because the one thing that they singled out in the food industry that we need to do more of is consume whole milk and full fat dairy products, but whole milk in particular is what they talked about. So from where we sit, that's really a net plus, because it's something that we've been talking about for years. We've been facing headwinds in the form of the dietary guidelines, which only call for reduced fat and low fat and non-fat dairy products. So for this MAHA report to tout the virtues of whole milk, we will take that all day long.
Galen says the timing of the MAHA report lines up with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services' upcoming five-year update to the National Dietary Guidelines for Americans. He notes this overlap could have an interesting influence on how the new guidelines take shape.
What will be interesting to see is how those two align and if there are any points of dispute between the two. We won't really know until we see the dietary guidelines come out.
Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.